Good morning, Linda.
How hard is this going to hit New South Wales, especially in education and health, given that $80 billion Canberra's taking out of education and health?
Well, it's a big hit, and we have deep concerns on what has been revealed, particularly in relation to health and education. It is almost a sense of it's a game of tip, and tip, you're it. We now want the states to solve these challenges. Well, it doesn't work like that. What we see, the announcements from the budget, is a clear requirement for the states and Commonwealth to come together to work out how we solve this, because we clearly haven't got the financial capacity to meet the challenge being provided by the Commonwealth, and we need to address it.
Well, you're framing the state budget right now, and of course until recently you were the Treasurer, so I'm sure you have very close attachment to the current process. Will you have to cut education and health spending in this budget?
Well, let's be clear on this, Linda. We won't be backing away from our commitments or profiles. We have a very strong record on health. We have put a very strong commitment in relation to the Gonski Agreement, and you will see that continue under this state government. We have made commitments that we will keep. What we have from Canberra overnight is a challenge for the state. They're saying they're no longer going to provide growth health funding. Well, the reason that they were providing growth health funding was because the Commonwealth actually has the growth taxes. If they said last night we're going to allocate a portion of income tax to the states to match the growth in health funding or other requirements, well, that is a different story. And they're the discussions we are going to have with Canberra on the back of what we have seen last night. We will be standing up for this state, make no bones about that.
Well, since you've mentioned the issue of tax, as you say, there are not many options for states, but quite a lot for Canberra. But there is the option that the states now come together and push Canberra on raising the GST. It does seem to be something of a wedge, doesn't it?
Well, what I liked before the election was Joe Hockey and Tony Abbott said that we are going to have a mature debate about tax reform, and that should take place. What we saw with events last night, that has brought that forward, but I'm not going to go into that discussion on what is the solution to that. We need an income solution to the expenditure challenge, and what I'll be saying to Canberra is you have a responsibility in this. This is not just a problem for states to sort out. You have handed across the biggest expenditure with the highest growth rates going forward in terms of health. Well, we need to find a way to fund it, because states need to keep their ratings as high as possible. In New South Wales, we've done everything possible to control our expenditure, to keep our AAA credit rating. And if that is lost, well, there's billions of dollars that have to go into higher financing costs rather than the services we're trying to protect. So they've delivered a big challenge in terms of the services. We will be responding in kind. You can't just play tip and say, you go and sort it out. We have to do this together, and we will be doing that. On the positive side, what we've seen is a significant boost in infrastructure, and we obviously welcome that, and they'll have a big economic benefit over the short, medium and long term for the state.
Yeah. Let's get to infrastructure in a minute. If I can just stick with with the health education challenge, and just to be absolutely clear, you won't cut any school, you won't close any schools, you won't close any hospital facilities. You will absolutely keep things as they are in this state.
Yeah, we are committed to what we have committed to in our forward estimates in relation to things like the Gonski arrangements, in relation to our health spending, we will keep. And the state government will not back away from its commitments. Okay. We obviously have to assess what money is coming into health from the Commonwealth, what money is coming into education. Obviously, that is going to bring their own adjustments, but it's not going to be related to our commitments. Okay. Our commitments will be maintained.
All right. The Premier, Mike Baird, is with us this morning, chewing over the fat from last night's federal budget in terms of the state impact. The $7 co-payment that was announced last night, are you worried that that's going to push more people into emergency departments and that they'll turn up sicker because they've put off going to the GP?
Yeah, we are worried about that, and we obviously need to have a big discussion around health more broadly. But we will obviously have to consider what impact that will have in relation to our emergency departments. We can't get queues a mile long at emergency departments because that's going to be expensive, and that is not an efficient way to run any health system. So we do need to consider that in detail. clearly the federal government has made a decision on the co-payments at GPs. That is an implication, has implications for the broader health network. We need to consider that before we respond.
Will it just cost you more? Will you have to find more money for health?
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of whether it's going to cost more. Health is already very expensive. What we have to understand is if there is a co-payment that comes on at a GP, what is the impact, the knock-on impact, to the rest of the health system, particularly into emergency departments? If it leads to long queues in emergency departments, well, that's not something, obviously, that's sustainable. We'll have to consider it. We'll do it in a reasoned way. We'll do it after we've got the research into what the impacts will be.
And the federal government, I understand, has left it open for you to allow emergency departments to change that charge that co-payment as well. Will you take up that option?
Well, we're not going to rush into any options. I mean, the budget has just come down. We need to consider it. And I think across health, there is a broader discussion required. There is a significant shift that we saw last night. What we won't be doing is jeopardising in any way the provision of the outstanding health services we provide in this state. Mm. The challenges the Commonwealth Government have put down are more in the longer term than in the short term, so that does give us some capacity and time to consider them. But we're very proud of the health services we provide here in New South Wales. The Minister has done an outstanding job over the 3 years, and we will continue to do that. But it's obvious that additional challenges have been provided as of the budget last night.
Mm. Younger people are being hit, new waiting times for unemployment assistance, and we've heard calls to Robbie this morning on breakfast with people concerned about that, among other things. Is that also going to push more pressure back onto state resources?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think what the Commonwealth Government is trying to do is encourage people to learn or earn, as they say.
And, but as and many I think people that, point out, there's no, you know, you come out of a university with a degree, you don't necessarily jump into a job. It's not that easy.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think that what the responsibility of a state government to do is to provide as many opportunities for employment. We've certainly seen that improve here in New South Wales over the past 3 years. When we came into government, we had the lowest jobs growth in the nation. We now have the leading jobs growth. And what we'll see across the infrastructure piece in particular is tens of thousands of jobs coming into the economy over the next 2, 3, 4 years. So that's a positive in terms of jobs growth, but I'm not dismissing the challenges that particularly our young people have. Youth unemployment is a challenge.
Mm. Yeah. You mentioned infrastructure before. Sorry, we'll move on to that because obviously there's big spending there. A lot of that spending, the opposition in Canberra says, was already in place. Is there really such a big boost?
Oh, there's a huge boost. I mean, the opposition in Canberra can't spend that any other way. This is really a transformational opportunity, particularly for Western Sydney. The WestConnex project, the federal government has committed funds that are significant. $1.5 billion. They provided a concessional loan of $2 billion to enable us to bring the duplication of the M5 forward, which is the second tranche of the WestConnex. So we have the WestConnex coming on earlier, being delivered in a much quicker time frame. We have roads, significant roads and infrastructure around Badgerys Creek, and that will help. The project is pretty clear: build the roads, then the airport, then the rail. So roads is going to provide an increased capacity out there, increased funding into the Pacific Highway, so the duplication will be completed by 2019. So there is a significant infrastructure spend that is going to transform this state. So we very much welcome that. And it's the long-term benefits, Linda. So in the long term, the productivity enhancement to the economy, the reduction in congestion, all of that is going to have a huge impact for the city.
Mm. More broadly, and you obviously have a lot of concerns going forward, given all those issues we've talked through this morning, health, education, spending, so forth, unemployment, pensioners we haven't mentioned, a lot of people being hit. More broadly, how do you sit with the themes over all of this budget? Because it really does seem to shift, I guess, the social consensus on how we do these things in Australia.
Well, what I agree with is Joe Hockey and Tony Abbott have sat down and people have decried the budget emergency and said there is no budget emergency. If you look at the trajectory, look at the rate of growth of our debt and the size of the deficits, it is unsustainable. And the advantage that we have as a nation which is the action that we've taken here in New South Wales over the last 3 years, you can turn it around before you get to the flashing red lights of some of the European economies that we've seen. And that is something that has to be addressed. That's not easy, because people say, well, we still have our AAA credit rating, things are still comfortable. You're on an unsustainable path. And if you want to take action to come off it, well, you are then setting up the nation, or in our term, the state, for the longer term. So as a theme and an approach, I absolutely agree with that. We have to ensure that we live within our means, that we set sustainable paths, because if you run the debt and deficits forever, that leads to long-term social dislocation. It means that you haven't got the capacity, not only to provide the services and build the infrastructure, you haven't got the capacity in the long term to actually look after those who need it most. So I think that is a key thing. Obviously, I've got deep concerns on what that means for health, in particular in this state, and I'll be taking those concerns up. But the theme of what they're trying to do, I absolutely understand.
And just finally, Premier Baird, the broken promises issue. There are clearly broken promises here, but Canberra is spinning it as though they're not. I mean, it's completely disingenuous, I think, to any sensible person to suggest that there's anything other than broken promises. Should the federal government take that on the chin?
Well, I think that the federal treasurer and the Prime Minister have. They've said that they've taken a requirement to address the financial position that they find the nation in. They want to reverse that, and they've taken some decisions to achieve that. I mean, they are saying that they'll be judged on that, and ultimately that really is a question for them. But they've taken the decisions they think are needed to get the budget back to a sustainable position.
Yeah, I think there's a lesson for all politicians, though, isn't there? Be careful what you promise.
Well, obviously, Linda, obviously.
Premier, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Linda.